think we can sit in the front here?
Thank you.
Well, this is an informal meeting, and I'm extremely happy to see all of you who claim to be young. I have to register that claim too, first of all. Particularly, I think, am I glad that so many from so many different countries, so that we can really have a sort of meeting to do with what some of the younger members in different countries really feel is their contribution to the work of the Theosophical Society. It isn't so much that I want to talk to you, it is I want to know what you think you should be doing to help on this work. Now, I have thought of having this meeting in two parts. First of all, I asked the General Secretary of the Indian Section, Mrs. Radha Bunyer, whom I have heard speak on many occasions wisely, at least at any rate, I think wisely, about the subject. And as it is a subject which concerns, not necessarily you yourselves, although it may do, but concerns so many young people all around the world with whom you may be in contact, and that is the search for truth or the search for the master by whatever name. And she has very kindly agreed to speak to us about the seriousness of this search, because so often people take a rather superficial view of what they should do and how they should go about doing it. And I feel myself that in the Theosophical Society, with its background in the roots of the deepest wisdom given to us 100 years ago from the masters of that wisdom themselves, there is no excuse for us, at least, for forsaking that which is the best for the second best, which we may find somewhere else. We have no excuse for doing that. Many people have never come in contact with the real things, perhaps, and so they may be forgiven or at least understood. But in our case, we should be concerned with the highest and the best, be perfectionists, if you like, in the search for truth. And that is perhaps the great mission that the Society offers to all people, not only